You're with head coach Ryan Poole after the Terriers 16-9 win over Loyola, and coach, we'll start with a general statement.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, really proud of my guys. We had a tough week last week, obviously losing a conference game to Navy, and then, you know, following that up with a midweek game, and you know, we had to do some soul searching late in the week, and then, you know, kind of put our best week together, and I thought we did that. So I'm really proud of our guys. Loyola's a heck of a team. You know, I have a ton of respect for Coach Toomey and his staff, and they don't make many mistakes, and they really make you earn, you know, all of your goals, and they're good at the faceoff X. They're good defensively. They're physical. They really share the ball on offense, and, you know, put a lot of challenge into, you know, the way that we play defense. So I was really pleased with the overall effort. I thought Connor was, you know, really got off to a hot start. You know, allowed us to have that 6-2 first quarter with him going 6-for-8 in the first quarter. We really challenged our wings. You know, our LSMs, Walker and Roy, and we used some of our close defensemen to come up on the wings of faceoffs, challenge Jet, challenge Jay. You know, we were kind of getting beat up on the wings on those 50-50 ground balls, so it was great to see them respond the way that they did, to have that big advantage at halftime. I thought that was really the key, but I thought we were really strong pretty much everywhere. I thought we did a really nice job clearing the ball to start, you know, being 7-for-8 to start the first half, and then, you know, we got a couple ride backs that I thought were critical to kind of stretch out those possessions, and Walker made a great play that led to a transition goal. So I really just thought offensively, I thought Coach Lippo did an amazing job. I thought he had a great game plan. I thought we really shared the ball. It was nice to have Cates back. You know, his goal was you know, fun to see, and, you know, I know he's worked so hard to get back. So overall, just really pleased at the, you know, the totality of you know, the effort.
Questions?
Let's just say we have a tough week before, but right now we just win that game. So do you think who is playing, you know, have the best, you know, performance in our team today?
Yeah, I really do. I think this was, you know, up there. We played really well against UMass. I think we had Bucknell, I thought, was a good game against a tough opponent on the road. So that was a good one too. But, you know, with our back up against the wall, from just a whole team standpoint, I do think it was our best effort. We got multiple scores. You know, we don't have one guy scoring 7-8 goals. You have guys sharing the ball. Most of our goals were assisted. You know, I thought Timmy was great. I thought Vince, you know, shot the ball really well. Lewis was in control. So Hilburn had some big goals. So just when you look at the scoring sheet, you see so many guys on there. BK, you know, certainly has, you know, kind of stepped up in his role and is gaining more confidence. So to get two goals from him was you know, great for scoring depth. And then, you know, one of the turning points in the game is, you know, and it will, it's a stat, but there was a possession. It was 6-8 in the second quarter, and Loyola was really starting to come back, and I think they scored three straight, and we got two ride backs. Niedringhaus got two really, really tough ground balls, and we scored on the possession, and then we kind of rolled after that. We got another goal before the half, stretched the lead to 4, and then we came out in the third quarter and played some really good ball. So, you know, it's a long game, but I really thought that was a critical point in the game when Thomas got those two ground balls, and Lipton made a diving play. And it was just, you know, we talked about being intense. We talked about being focused. We talked about taking away their transition. And I thought we did a really nice job with that all day.
And also, because I watched the game, because on the second quarter of the game, I found that the Martin Line, they just think about how to attack our team. Mm-hmm. And also, you have to admit that they made some goals, about like 2 or 3, I remember. Mm-hmm. So in that time, do we like change ourselves or maybe just kill ourselves?
No, I mean, I think they're a good team. We knew that they were going to throw the ball inside. You know, we caused 20 turnovers. Their ex-attack men had 5, which we knew they might get 1 or 2. They have some really slick players inside. We knew that they were, you know, going to throw the ball to X and then look to really attack us, you know, either throwing the ball inside or throwing those skip passes. So we had to be great in our focus. We had to be great in our recoveries. And then we had to make plays. And I thought we made a couple plays. Garber made a big save in the third quarter when they threw the ball inside. So, you know, we know teams are going to try to attack us that way as we're moving and sliding. You know, the inside is open for a second. So, you know, teams are going to try to throw it in there. So we need to be great in our recoveries. We need to make sure we're in the right spot so we can challenge the shooters. And when we get the ball on the ground or guard makes a save, we got to come up with those ground balls. And I think for the most part, we did that today. I was pleased with the ground ball numbers, you know, being plus seven. Certainly was a great stat for us.
Yeah, just talk about those ground balls. I know you mentioned after the Navy game that you want to get back to BU lacrosse, and one of the hallmarks is to be good on the ground and to see guys, you know, your close defense starters, combining for 14 ground balls. Roy Meyer had 5 ground balls.
Yep.
Jet had 5 ground balls. Let's talk about how important that was to, like you said, extend possessions and make sure you can control the game.
Yeah, we really talked about on Monday being strong up the middle. We talked about that as the hallmark of BU. We're good at the faceoff X. We've had great LSMs over the years. We've had great D middies over the years. We've had great goalies over the year. We're good in the riding game. We're great in the riding game, and we needed to be better in the clearing game. So we kind of looked at that whole thing and just said, we got to be better there. And, was really pleased. The first Coach Moreland did a great job with the faceoff unit and challenged them and had a great game plan. And Connor got off to a hot start. Really challenged Jet to be better on the wings, more aggressive. And, sometimes it's kind of hit or miss sometimes, but we felt there were some 50-50 balls that Jet typically comes up with, hadn't over the last couple of days. So we wanted him to be really focused on his release off the line, his anticipation, and we needed him to pick up a couple of ground balls, to be honest, and he did that. Roy did a nice job. Like I said, we kind of circled some guys through the face-off wing to give us a little bit more athleticism up there, and I was really pleased with just our face-off unit and the way that we call them kills, the way we killed the ball in our defensive end.
Yeah, and then finally, it's alumni weekend and a great turnout. All these former players, both club and varsity. How nice is it to have all those guys back and then to put on such a performance in front of the crowd like that?
Yeah, the crowd was great. It was a beautiful day. It was great to look up in the stands, see so many people. Look like they're having a great time. Could hear them. I certainly gave the guys energy. We talked about in the pregame that, this game was bigger than individuals. It was about the people that came before them, both club and varsity, that laid the groundwork for us to be a top 21 program and playing in a really important Patriot League game in front of fans, and not to take that for granted and put yourself aside, do the things that you needed to do to be selfless for your alums and for your teammates.